In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. This has been a very emotional week. Almost a week ago on Sunday, what we now call Palm Sunday, Jesus entered triumphantly into Jerusalem, and the crowds there greeted him as the Messiah, the Son of David, and they waved these palm leaves to welcome him into the city. But then, in the span of a handful of days, Jesus shows us how far it is possible for a person to fall in a short amount of time. By Thursday evening, one of his best friends has betrayed him, and his other friends, his disciples, have scattered and abandoned him to face his fate alone. By Friday morning, the temple priests, the Roman authorities, they have sentenced him to death by crucifixion. By noon, he is nailed to a cross and crucified, and those people who had hailed him as the Messiah were now mocking him from the foot of the cross. And by 3 p.m., Jesus of Nazareth is dead. And that's where the story should end, isn't it? That's where we would expect it to end, even today. In the world that we live in, it often seems like fear and anger and hatred and violence, all of these things always seem to get the last word. And particularly when you crucify someone, they're not supposed to get up. That is death by torture. That is what cross means. Cruce, excruciating, torture device. And yet that's not how the story ends, is it? No. Death and fear and hatred and anger and violence, they do not get the last word, because on Easter Sunday, Jesus rises again. Jesus gets the last word. And his last words for us are words of life and love and hope. That is the beauty of Easter Sunday. And what's telling about that, because it's still sometimes hard to grasp, right? It's really hard to believe in a time of trial that things like fear and hatred and anger and violence and all these things don't get the last word, because they seem to have a lot of power today. But if you doubt this message, take a look at the cross. The cross was an instrument of torture and death. It was a symbol of fear. You were crucified to show others what happens when you step out of line. The cross was used to make an example of a person, and it was used to make an example of Jesus. But Jesus took that cross and made it an example of God's never-failing love. When we look at a cross today, we don't see it as an object of fear or violence. We see it as a symbol of hope, of life, of love, of resurrection. We see that as a sign of God's never-failing love for us. Jesus has upended the cross itself from a symbol of death to a symbol of the victory of life. That is the message of Jesus Christ on Easter Sunday. And here's the other thing. When things get bad, right? Resurrection is not about things never getting bad. Resurrection is not about never suffering. Resurrection is not about never dying. Resurrection is, no matter how dark things seem, no matter how bad things get, no matter how alone we feel, even until the grave itself, we can rise again. Resurrection happens all the time. Jesus Christ promises to be with us, to upend the powers of the world, so that when we have fallen, no matter when we have fallen, we can stand again. My brothers and sisters, my prayer for us today is that we would remember that fear and violence and hatred and betrayal, the torture and death, do not have the last word. Jesus has the last word. I pray that we would remember that those words that Jesus speaks to us in those moments are words of life and love and hope. And I pray that we would remember that no matter how far we have fallen, no matter how dark things seem to get, that Jesus is there to help us rise again. In Jesus' name.